This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The 150th running of the Preakness Stakes is happening tomorrow. It's going to be historic because it's going to shut down Pimlico for a few years before they redo it. Joining us right now, our good friend, Dick Girardi. What's going on?
What's up, guys? 150 and the last at the old Pimlico. What a day.
Of course, courtesy of BetOnline.ag. Listen, you won me some money for the Kentucky Derby because while everybody is betting on the winners, what did I bet? What did I ask you about, Dick? Who's going to lose? So I bet who's going to finish in last place, and I won a couple of dollars.
You did. Hey, my man. That's what I like.
Unbelievable.
Awesome.
So everybody's cheering for the winner. I'm like, come on, fall back.
Hey, you're the guy at the craps table, right, that everybody's angry at? You're betting the other line?
Yeah. The dope pass line. Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
So my horse finished last, and I won.
There you go. Hey, man, the game is easy. It's easy to keep score at the racetrack. You either have more money than you started with, you don't, and you did well.
Hey, Dick, what about when the winner like is not running? You win the Derby, you're not running in the Preakness, but you're rolling the Belmont, so no Triple Crown winner. They cited whatever they cited. But how does it impact the sport? I mean, I'm always bummed when there's no Triple Crown possibility.
It's a problem. I mean, that's the only reality. The Triple Crown is the sport for the vast majority of people out there. I mean, certainly the casual fans, they tune in for those three races. So, yeah, this is the third time since 2019 the Derby winner has not come to the Preakness. So, yeah, it's bad for the game. It's certainly bad for the Preakness. It's not great for Baltimore. The people behind Sovereignty, that's certainly their right. They don't have to run, but you really wish they would run. Yeah. And they cite the 2 weeks, and I know we've talked about it on the show, and at the top end of horse racing anymore, horses just don't run much in 2 weeks after a hard race. But the Triple Crown's the exception. That's how it's been since 1969, 2 weeks and then three to the Belmont. So, and maybe something can be done about it. Maybe we can space these races out a little bit where we get all the best horses in all three, which is obviously the object. We really want to see the Derby winner in Baltimore every year, not sometimes in and sometimes not.
Dick, I have two questions here, and one of them is an awful one. So I'll start with this. Maybe we should change Pay Billy to Pay Rob, because as soon as Rob bets on him to finish last, that's what's going to be happening. He's going to make some money here. And it's interesting to see the reverse angle there. But so let's say, and I know this is awful, a horse gets put down at the track, right? And he doesn't finish the race. Does that bet not pay out? Does he have to finish?
Really? Yeah, it's a good question.
Sorry if I'm dropping that on you. It's never happened, you know? Like,
yeah, I'm hoping we never see that. I don't know the answer. I mean, technically, the horse, if he doesn't finish the race, would be technically looked at as finishing the last.
Well, here with Dick Girardi from BetOnline.ag. I know journalism is the favorite, but if I was going to pick someone that was not the favorite, I'm going with Sandman.
But I like your style. Sandman, I mean, how do you not like Sandman?
Yeah.
Right, the name, he's a gray, he's going to come from 50 miles behind.
Yeah.
A little better in the Preakness, right? He had to pass like 18 horses in the Derby. He's only got to pass 8 this time with a 9-horse field. Yeah, he's okay. Arkansas Derby winner. I'm going to give you the horse I like, if you want to get past journalism, is the 8, Clever Again. I just think he's only raced 3 times. But he's got that early speed that's going to make him dangerous, I think, in the Preakness. I do like journalism. I think he's going to win.
Yeah.
I still like surprised he didn't win the Derby, but he's easily the most accomplished and talented horse in the race. But, yeah, if you're looking for something, you don't want to bet the favorite. Yeah, Clever Again, number 8, would be my horse.
Hmm. What do you think about, you mentioned, last race at Pimlico and all this stuff. And is there any fear that it's not coming back? Because, being from Baltimore, we get very cynical. Sure, you're only going to leave until it's rehabbed. Sure, you're coming back. Is there any talk about them doing it at Laurel Forever?
Well, no. I think there was at one time several years ago when Strana Company was owning both tracks. But, as you guys know, the state of Maryland now is in charge of the whole thing. They've created a new entity which is going to be running the new Pimlico. And hopefully in 2 years, hopefully they'll have it ready for the 2027. Now, they will run the Preakness next year at Laurel Park. But eventually, Laurel Park is going to close, and then all the racing in Maryland, with the exception of the Maryland State Fair at Timonium, will be at Pimlico. Yeah, I think they're pretty committed. The money's been appropriated. I think it's going to happen. And look, the race just means too much to the city. I mean, look, they lost the football team all those years ago to that city that should not be named, but can't be losing the Preakness. So, yeah, I think it'll be back. I think we'll be fine.
Nick, you sent over a question. Will a Preakness runner poop on the track?
Man,
on TV?
I was just going to say, I'm betting yes. $20 for yes. Yeah. It did happen at the Kentucky Derby.
No is minus 150, but what if it's one of the jockeys? What if you catch one of them? He's got to go. Does that count too?
You're not going to know that because they have pants on. We'll not get onto the track. But that is one of the great props at Bet Online. Will a Preakness runner poop on the track on television? Yes. Is plus 110, no is minus 150. I gotta love people in bet. I don't know who the arbiter of this is, who determines whether this actually happened or not, but I think it's gotta happen on television. You have to see it, and it did happen at the Derby.
I'm getting $20 on yes. I think it's gonna happen.
There you go.
Tomorrow. Nick Girardi, BetOnline.ag. Tell us all about BetOnline.ag and how we can follow you live during the race.
Yeah, it's a great place to get the latest odds and props on the Preakness, and there's it's over under on distance of the winner, a length and a half. I'm going to go with the over. I'm hoping journalism wins by a bunch, but yeah, everybody understands prop bets, and also if you just want to bet for last, that's on there. I know you guys are talking about Pay Billy. I wouldn't go Pay Billy. I think he's going to pass a couple at least. I don't think he's going to be less. He's the Maryland hope. But, yeah, it's a fun deal. And again, you have all the latest odds on the Preakness, too. If you want to jump in and lock something in now, you can do it.
Hey, Dick, I don't know if you have something for this. If you don't, just say no. Black-Eyed Susan today, my co-host, is going. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I find it a very interesting race. I actually like a filly in here is going to be a fairly good price. The 5, Kinsey Queen, listed at 10-1 with Junior Alvarado, who was the rider who won with Sovereignty in the Derby. So, yeah, Kinsey Queen, try the 5 horse. List, again, 10-1 on the morning line.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend.
You got it. Thanks,
talk to
guys.
You before the Belmont.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.